Well, it's always humbling. I mean, a little boy like Carter, 7 years old, what can you say? It's overwhelming. People say, of all people they can meet, they want to meet you. And hopefully not to sound so heavenly minded that I'm more earthly good, but that's what believers' jobs are. You know, that's what our job is. We're lovers of Christ, and Christians love people, and we should love the spirit in people, and hopefully the soul and the destination of a person's heart and soul in the person. But meeting Carter, young boy, 7 years old, overwhelming. I'm just happy that, you know, at 50 years old, they still consider me meetable.
And I was just going to say, that leads me into my next, I'll make it my final question. I said I'd be quick. It's probably why you got into this. You're making a difference in people's lives. You obviously made a difference in Carter's life. He drove up here from Denver to see you.
First of all, I love snowboarding in Denver. Second of all, I am honored beyond words. I mean, people that know Michael Tate know that I love kids. I think kids are God's flowers to the earth. And little Carter, that happy smile, dude, that's worth more to me than I can put into words. I promise you that. Newsboys love doing this.